Kids and art, that's what this is about. And I'm fortunate enough, lucky enough, to be in contact with two people who are involved in it. One of them is in Ireland, in County Tipperary, and the other is in Vancouver. One's a man, one's a woman, and they're both in their own way planning to use modern technology, particularly audio, in order to get kids excited about discussing their art. And I'm not sure where this is going, really. It's all about both of them in their own patch, working with teachers, trying to use audio in the classroom. Think about how it could be used to excite kids, to inspire kids, to link kids. And what we have is these two people across different sides of the world talking to each other on Audioboo and spinning ideas across and back. And there's a possibility that two groups of educators will be brought together by these two people, and a community of interest will expand and expand, and who knows where it could all go. And I thought, as I listened to Jane Boyd's Audioboo a few minutes ago, where she was replying to Bernie Goldbach, so that's the kind of situation we're in. These people are sending Audioboos between each other, commenting in the public domain, deliberately being public about it. So in that sense, I think they're open to the idea of other people being sucked in. And now, I've got a very small point to make, a very small suggestion. When art and audio were considered together, and it is Pixengo, that's my word. I've seen some wonderful examples from Limerick at Coder Dojo, where kids took photographs of stuff they had done and spoke about what they had done on the 30-second audio facility that Pixengo gives. Pixengo is an app. You can load it up. I'm not sure if it runs on both Apple and Android, but the main thing is it exists. And since we're thinking into the future, I'm sure Pixengo will be building on its platform and expanding and making it easier for it to be used. Ralph Talmont, the chief everything officer of Pixengo, and I have been in conversations, and Andy Hodge, who's also involved from Pixengo, is also available for communication, and there are other people whose names I can't remember right now. So in addition to Audioboo, which gives an extended facility, the idea of a kid making a piece of art and photographing it while they're doing it and after they've done it, and adding to it 30 seconds of audio, seems perfect for kids. Roger Overall has done this with his daughter already, and my own daughter has made a Pixengo about some work that she did at school. And I know Bernie knows about this. So there, look, I just think it's a great idea that educators in different countries are talking to each other and also talking about the possibility that the children in both countries would produce stuff which would be shared with each other during the learning. Anyway, we might as well make use of all this paraphernalia that we have via the internet and use it to productive purposes and find a good way forward. It could be a great example. We talk about cities being linked and things like that. We could have schools in different, or even school areas in different countries linked, sending each other audio, even video and photographs and everything. Anyway, the world's all of our oysters. Or who was it said recently? The world is our lobster. So there we are. Anyway, I call the world is our starfish. Bye-bye.